せーの、
こんばんは。
こんばんは。
あ、ようこそとメリーガルポッドキャスト
へ。せーのになってねえじゃねえかよ。ようこそ Welcome everybody to the Tabilingual Podcast。 はい、
どうなったっけ。
Where did we leave off? So our hitchhiking adventureFrom Tokyo to Fukuoka. By the way, it's about 1,000 kilometers.
Hi.
Distance.
1,000 kilometers away
from Tokyo to Fukuoka, and our plan to hitchhike. That, I mean, if you're gonna hitchhike anywhere in the world, Japan is probably the most safe. You know. And when I was telling people about this back home in Canada, they're like, "Oh, is it common to hitchhike in Japan?" And like, I mean, it's not common, but people do it.
見たことないけどね、私は。でもうちに来るその外国人トラベラーたちは結構やってたからね。でしかも超簡単だって言ってたから、簡単なんでしょうね。
And like we met other young Japanese guys and stuff that have done it as well, and so we figured why not, and that's why we kind of wanted to hitchhike back as our last adventure. But those plans got turned upside down when we received an Audi.
ね、
A luxurious car. 外車ですよ。
しかもスポーツカーでしょ。
スポーツカー、yeah.
意味がわかりません。
Yeah, my relative just got it back after taking it to the repair shop. And we were there in his office when the repair guy came, and he's like, "Oh, here's your car. I just got it back for you, and it's fixed." And he was like, "Why don't you take the car to Fukuoka?" And then we're like, "What?"
いやいやいやとか最初言ったけどね、ええでもえいいのみたいな。
Yeah, we're like, "What? You really don't need the car?" He's like, "Yeah, I just got it fixed so my daughter can practice driving around the farms or right, like around the rice paddies." And so he's like, "We're not gonna use the car really. You can just take, you can just have it," he said. And I was like, "What?" But then, you know, like when we get backwe have a lot of guests coming and we need to drive around and stuff, and so I was like, you know what, it'd be really useful to have a car for the next like couple months in Fukuoka, as well as, you know, we'd now, instead of having to hitchhike and avoid bear attacks in the forest, we now had the luxury of driving ourselves to wherever we wanted to go. And what better way to see Japan than that, you know?
うん、後で聞いた話では、そのどうやったらこの人たちにヒッチハイクをやめさせられるかっていうのを考えてたって言ってたよね。
Yeah, he was really trying to convince us because he didn't want us to hitchhike. But so, you know, we got our supplies and we took off.
はい。
はい。We left
千葉を出て。
We left 千葉 on a really bright and sunny day. It was beautiful. You know, we drove through Tokyo, through the highway, made a couple stops, and where did we go first?
山梨県
でーす。
何があるとこかというと、
Yeah, what's in 山梨?
富士山でーす。
Mount Fuji, yeah, a symbol of Japan, and I think most people have seen it or know about Mount Fuji. It's somewhere I've never been.
だったんだね。
Yeah, so、like we mentioned in the previous episode, why go to Mount Fuji or why go to Yamanashi? It's because I've never been to Yamanashi, and Teru and I have the goal of going to all 47 prefectures in Japan, and so I got to check one off the list.
よかったね。一個消えた。
And so we drive into Fujikawa Guchiko.
Fujikawa
Guchiko. And what's there?
川口湖
A lake.
8個だったかな、8つぐらいあのレイクがあって、
yeah.
そのうちの確か川口湖と山中湖が世界遺産になってて、もうなんかあの辺世界遺産だらけなんだよね。
They're all like World Heritage Sites, yeah? As with Mount Fuji. What did we do?
だから、あ、そうそう、紅葉のシーズンだったので、まあ、ちょっと早かったけど、その紅葉を見るため の, その散歩してみたり、川口湖周辺プラプラして、名物のほうとう食べたりして、まあ3時間ぐらい
Yeah, so the leaves are just starting to change colors in Japan, and apparently Japan is the best place to see like the autumn changing of the foliage. Yeah, because there's what, like the most different species of trees that change colors. Yeah, anyways, the leaves are just changing colors, quite beautiful right now. If you're gonna go right, or maybe in like a week's time would be probably the best. But yeah, we kind of got to see the beginning of that. We walked around like the lake. We had some hoto, is the famous noodles there. And yeah, there's a lot. What is it, like 75-80% gaijin there?
Gaijin.
Yeah, a lot of foreigners there. So things around Fujikawa, Gucci-ko are very expensive, like gaijin price.
Well, that's okay. So, Tokyo からのアクセスめちゃくちゃいいからね。
Yeah, getting there from Tokyo is super easy. Driving, buses, whatever, trains, whatever, super easy. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're a tourist, yeah, you definitely go there. It's absolutely beautiful. Do we get to see Mount Fuji?
まあじゃない。
ちょっと上見えたり、ちょっと下見えたり。It was very cloudy.
10分間ぐらい見えたんじゃん。
The top?、
うん、
just a little bit?、
うん、
you know what though? I thought it would be bigger.
最初ビッグって言ってたじゃん。
I thought when we first looked at it from across the lake, it was big. But then when we got close, I was like, oh, it's not that big.
ちょっと大きいの見すぎたよ。この旅で。5000メートル級見ちゃってんだもん。
Yeah, Fuji's like 3,600 something.
うん。
Yeah, we saw mountains that were like 5,000. Mm. But yeah, so... and then we made a reservation at our accommodation. We found a minshuku. Mm. We had to make phone calls because we called like 4 or 5 of them and they were all out of town or something. And they weren't operating that day for some reason. But we found one.
名前なんだっけ?
Human Village.
一番嫌だった、そこが一番泊まりたくないと思った名前だったんだけど、まあ、よかったよね、
yeah.
実は良かった、
yeah. And then so we get back in our car and to get to our accommodation before we go to like an onsen and have dinner because we needed to check in, but we get in our car and our beloved luxurious Audi and what happened?
どうなっちゃった？
どうなっちゃった？車に戻って民宿に行こうとしたら、
行こうとしてちょっとバックしたらエンジンがほやほやほやってなっちゃってなんか何回やってもほやほやほやってなっちゃうんだよね。
Yeah, so we backed up, turned the car on, backed up, and then it just died. And I was like, what? And it wouldn't turn on. It would be like boom, and then it would turn on and go meow.
嘘やろって思ったよね。ちょっとだってまだ出発してその日だからね。
Yeah, so our car didn't last for one day. which is fine. You know, which is fine. So that was about like 5 p.m. We called my relative who got in contact with the insurance company, and then they had to get all the, you know.Things in order to get a tow truck for us, and then we ended up getting to our minshuku at around 9 p.m. maybe, but you know, as but people were very very kind, you know, as we were waiting in the car for the tow truck, yeah, the parking attendant that we were stuck in, the parking attendant who left, came back and gave us like warm drinks, and he was just very worried about us, and then we got.You know, the tow truck driver got to us within like 30 minutes once he was called. And he was very nice and he drove us to our accommodation after we got the truck onto the truck, or the car onto the truck. And then the accommodation, yeah, we were talking about what we told the ladies what had happened to us. And we got, you know, it was just, there was no meals included in our plan, but we woke up the next morning and...They gave us like rice balls.
いやここはね本当にずっと優しかったね。山梨県での思い出はもう人がめちゃめちゃ優しかった。
優しかったね。
うん、そんななんかちょっと駐車場のおっちゃんとか怒って、まあ、早く出てくんないって困るよってい
うような顔してたよ。
そうなの、そうなの、うん、それで言いに来たかなって思ったら、ね、寒いでしょとか言ってね、うん、うちの車で待ってもいいよとか言って
くれ
て、
yeah, yeah, he was offering us to like wait in his car because his car has a heater but we're like no that's okay we can just wait they're coming.
そう、ジュースの差し入れしてくれて、でね、民宿のおばちゃんもそれは大変でしたねとか言ってね、うん、何も言ってないのに、あの朝のご飯のことは何も言ってなかったけど、あのおにぎりよければ食べてってとか言って
作ってくれてね、
うん、うん、なんか最高じゃん日本
どうにでもなるんだよ日本は。
日本ってな、うん、こんな優しかったっけってちょっと思ってます、うん、まあ、困ってる人には優しいよね日本人。
困ってる人に優しいかも、
うん、
でも、yeah. so we had onigiris in our bag.
Oh.
That we were gonna eat at our accommodation. Now that the our car broke down. And when we took everything out of the car, we kind of had it on the ground, and we had to push the car back manually, and we ran over our onigiri.
すいません、持たせてくれた人がいたのに。
すいませんでした。
すいません。
食べれませんでした。
おにぎり。1個は食べたよ。
あ、1個食べた、
うん。もう1個は砂がついちゃった。すいません。
But yeah, our adventure continues. We'll let you know what we decided to do on how to get back to Fukuoka and where we are right now. But yeah, follow us on Instagram and we don't have much time. So follow the podcast and all that good stuff and we'll see you in the next episode.